Hello. Welcome to Blacter. Join me as I examine the best of black artists in my quest to becoming one myself. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blacter. I'm your host, Gabe Moses. If you've read the title, if you've read the description, you know what this one is about. Today's episode is dedicated to the late, great Chadwick Boseman. Famously known as the Black Panther, King T'Challa, Boseman passed away on Friday, August 28th. When I heard of his passing, I was shocked and heartbroken, as the rest of the world. I felt compelled to honor his life and shine light on what was a very successful career. This is my tribute episode to Chadwick Boseman. Later in the episode, you'll be hearing from a number of young black artists who felt moved to share their thoughts on Boseman, many of which are my friends. But before that, I'll be sharing with you and honoring the extraordinary life of Chadwick Boseman. So, let's get into it. Chadwick Aaron Boseman was born on November 29th, 1976, in Anderson, South Carolina. His father, Leroy, was a businessman, and his mother, Carolyn, was a nurse. During his high school years at T.L. Hanna, Boseman wrote a play that depicted the aftermath of the murder of a student. This was his first introduction to the arts and the power of acting. He went on to attend Howard University in Washington, D.C. At Howard, he studied with Felicia Rashad, who helped keep him in school, along with Denzel Washington. Boseman was involved in a number of plays and theatrical projects as an actor, writer, and director. In 2000, he graduated with his Bachelor of Fine Arts in directing. After graduating, he would make his way to television with shows such as All My Children and Third Watch. With a few credits under his belt, Boseman was able to land a recurring role on a few episodes on the television series Lincoln Heights in 2008. That same year, he would play in his first movie called The Express, the Ernie Davis story. Boseman would star in his first film in 2012 with a film called The Kill Hole. It wasn't until 2013 when Boseman played Jackie Robinson in the blockbuster hit 42, where he became a household name. His groundbreaking performance as the first African American to play in Major League Baseball was outstanding. A little over a year later, he was playing the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, in the film Get On Up. Like 42, this was another biographical film where Boseman truly embodied his character. He didn't just play James Brown. He became him. Another amazing performance. With Boseman taking over the big screen, he would soon become part of one of the biggest film franchises today, Marvel. He first appeared as T'Challa, King of Wakanda, in Captain America: Civil War in 2016. His performance was immediately something special. Later that year, Boseman would star in his next film called Message from the King, which is a must-watch currently on Netflix. However, Boseman was not finished with playing famous historical figures. In 2017, he played the first African-American Supreme Court Justice, Thurgood Marshall, in Marshall. The movie highlights the case of Connecticut versus Joseph Spell. Boseman received high reviews for his accurate depiction of yet another inspirational black man. Soon, he would reach millions more with his performance in the movie Black Panther. After his appearance in Captain America, Boseman earned his very own film as the first black lead superhero in Black Panther. The film was a life-changing and history-making work of art. It spoke volumes to the black community and created a sense of unity among us all. Many black children, both young boys and girls, were inspired by Bozeman and his performance. They were, and still are able to see themselves as a superhero who could conquer the world. After Black Panther's major success in 2018, Bozeman was able to play T'Challa again in Infinity War and Endgame. He returned to television that year to host an episode of Saturday Night Live, where he performed some hilarious skits, showing off his comedic side. Also in 2018, Bozeman received an honorary degree from Howard University and gave a famous and inspiring commencement speech to the class of 2018. He went on to receive a Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture for Black Panther, as well as an NAACP Award. In 2019, Bozeman starred in the film 21 Bridges, where he plays an NYPD detective. In 2020, Bozeman played Storman Norman in The Five Bloods, a film about Vietnam War veterans on a quest to find their leader and buried treasure. Chadwick Boseman was a force to be reckoned with in the film industry, and he was in the prime of his career. With the news of his passing, the world also found out that he was battling colon cancer for the past 4 years. Since 2016, while Boseman was making hit film after hit film, he was fighting a disease that could not be kept under control. He gave show-stopping performances for the public while he secretly dealt with cancer in private. He was a true superhero.
You know, when I think of going to work every day and the passion and the intelligence, the resolve, the discipline that everybody showed, I also think of two questions that we all have received during the course of multiple publicity runs. And one is, did we know that this movie was going to receive this kind of response? Meaning, was it gonna make billions of dollars? Was it gonna make $1 billion? Was it going to still be around during this award season? And the second question is, has it changed the industry? Has it actually changed the way this industry works, how it sees us? And my answer to that is to be young, gifted, and black. We all know what it's like to be told that there is not a place for you to be featured, yet you are young, gifted, and black. We know what it's like to be told to say there's not a screen for you to be featured on, a stage for you to be featured on. We know what it's like to be the tail and not the head. We know what it's like to be beneath and not above. And that is what we went to work with every day, because we knew not that we would be around during award season or that it would make $1 billion, but we knew that we had something special that we wanted to give the world, that we could be full human beings in the roles that we were playing, that we could create a world that exemplified a world that we wanted to see. We knew that we had something that we wanted to give. And one thing I do know, did it change the industry? I know that you can't have a Black Panther now without a two on it. So we love you and we celebrate it.
We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to the episode. In the second half of this episode, you'll be hearing from a number of young black artists who speak to what Chadwick Boseman has meant to them and how his life has left a beautiful mark in the world.
So as a black actress, although I am not a male, I feel like Chadwick Boseman definitely created an outlet and also inspired young Black artists to pursue their dream of acting. And it was very, like, exciting to see a superhero that looked like me and had so much strength and power and just, you know, could do so much with it. And then just to know, you know, the struggles that he went through behind closed doors and how he was still able to persevere and follow through with his career and just the things that he blessed us with, these roles that he, like, blessed us with. It's just amazing to think. And, you know, there's times where I complain about being an actor and being tired and being stressed, but, like, to see this man or hear this man going through all this stuff after the fact and still getting up there doing his craft and just inspiring younger people, especially young Black people, is just so amazing. And I'm extremely grateful for it.
For me, Chadwick Boseman's death really hit home. I mean, earlier this year, I lost my mother to a form of cancer. So to hear that he was having his own battle with cancer behind closed doors, it just really, really struck a chord with me. And he, in the last couple of years, he had become somewhat of an inspiration for me. I mean, he was someone whose level I aspired to be at one day. I mean, he's somebody whose work I can look at and just see the versatility and see the joy that he had with each role and just seeing the individuality that he brought. I mean, he's truly somebody who made his impact so fast in this industry. And I only hope that he knew prior to his death how much of an impact he was leaving on this world.
Chadwick Boseman, to me, was a true pioneer in the African-American revolution scene happening in the arts industry, but more specifically the film industry. He was a producer and an actor, and he had a brilliant mind and played characters of all walks of life. He was somebody that inspired me because he truly achieved excellence, something that is extraordinary. He will be greatly missed, and I hope he's resting in power.
Chadwick Boseman was a symbol of hope, a symbol of freedom, and was a leader. His passing was very heartbreaking to me because I looked up to him, especially when he played James Brown, man. And especially seeing him in Civil War playing Black Panther. The most incredible experience in my life. I'm glad I got to experience that in theaters. I miss him. I hope the best for his family. I just wish this had never happened, but he was strong. He fought for his life. And that's what I call a legend.
I think the announcing of his passing was definitely a shock, because to hear that he did so many roles during this time when he had his cancer, it shows so much strength that he has, and each role that he did was so well done, and it's just very inspiring and shows just truly how great of an artist he was.
For me, when I first heard about it, I was pretty numb. There was just a lot of bad news back and forth all throughout 2020, and this one just hit a little harder. For the first time, somebody who I saw as like a king, a hero. He was more than just a person. He was an icon. He is an icon. And to be able to share those gifts and to live truthfully within yourself and your art is beautiful. I'm just thankful that, you know, I got to experience, you know, him being here. Truly, truly an amazing guy.
It's hard to believe that this iconic beacon of hope, this brilliant, talented, beautiful soul is gone. When I heard the news, of course, I thought it was fake. Then I had to accept it. But it also just wasn't clicking. Until I suddenly started sobbing in my bathroom over a man I had never met before. But his image and his work and his gentleness just showed through whenever he allowed us to see into his life. And I thank him for being such a symbol of pride and Black excellence for our community and just blessing us with his presence here on this earth.
When I first heard the news that Chadwick had passed, I was shocked like the rest of the world. But what immediately stuck out to me was his commencement speech at Howard University. And he talked about purpose and how it's more important than finding a career or a job, and how purpose automatically, you know, helps you figure out what you were meant to do. There will be bumps in the road, but it will always be worth it. His roles in 42, Black Panther, etc., have inspired us young Black creatives to understand that we're more than what society has presented us to be. So I'm thankful to have witnessed his greatness and knowing that his legacy will live on. So thank you, Chadwick.
I think what stands out to me most about Chadwick Boseman is not only his talent, but his mentality. For me, watching him through the years in different roles, he has portrayed excellence, Black excellence, but Black excellence is excellence in itself at its core. And I believe that, you know, listening to his mentality, his mindset, he was not willing to just play any role, you know, because he knew who he was. He understood what he stood for. He understood what he could portray. He understood the power of visual representation. And for me, visual representation is very, very, very important. Because when you see something greater, now you have that visual that you can be something greater. When you see something greater, it just places a seed that can grow into something really beautiful and powerful. So I appreciate him tremendously for portraying greatness, for portraying excellence, for portraying strength, for portraying compassion, for portraying so much. And as a Black man, for giving that voice, for giving that encouragement, for giving that power that, you know, many people before him and many people now and many people to come will also portray. But for him to be Black Panther, for him to be Thurgood Marshall, Jackie Robinson, a few other people who names I can't even bring to my mind right now in this moment, but for him to portray greatness is something that I truly respect. I am grateful that I had, you know, that I'm growing up in this time frame where we can see that. And I'm grateful that he was one of those individuals who, you know, understood the industry, but still was true to himself because he understood that it's bigger than just playing a role. Because now you see the impact that he's had on many kids, the impact he's had on many adults, the impact that he has for the generations to come, because we have seen greatness, we have seen excellence, and it's not just in the sport. It's not just with music. You see his mentality. You see how he would speak during interviews or whatever the case is. Anytime he had the mic, it was like excellence. It was a mentality. It was like something that we can all portray, something that we can all relate to. And so for me, being a young Black man who also wants to do things to give back to this world, who also wants to be a visual representation, that we can do anything, that we are not limited, but we are limitless. You know, I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful.
Chadwick Boseman will forever be a legend, and in his memory, a source of strength when tough times are abound. He was a man who truly honored himself as an individual, knowing full well the power he had as a visual representation, choosing roles that didn't just resonate with him, but was also life-enhancing to his people. The fact that he was having this undisclosed 4-year battle with colon cancer, all the while still pushing forward, giving his soul to make sure all Black boys and girls around the world had stories that they looked up to, saw themselves in, and painted a vivid picture of what we are, what we can be, and what we will be. That's a demonstration of love and selflessness that personally I've never seen before and will always be grateful for, and will take with me as a storyteller and a Black man like him.
Sometimes you need to feel the pain and sting of defeat to activate the real passion and purpose that God predestined inside of you. God says in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Hear me well on this day. When you have reached the hilltop and you are deciding on next jobs, next steps, careers, further education, you would rather find purpose than a job or a career. Purpose crosses disciplines. Purpose is an essential element of you. It is the reason you are on the planet at this particular time in history. Your very existence is wrapped up in the things you are here to fulfill. Whatever you choose for a career path, remember the struggles along the way are only meant to shape you for your purpose. When I dare to challenge the system that would relegate us to victims and stereotypes with no clear historical backgrounds, no hopes or talents, when I question that method of portrayal, a different path opened up for me. The path to my destiny. When God has something for you, it doesn't matter who stands against it. God will move someone that's holding you back away from a door and put someone there who will open it for you. If it's meant for you, I don't know what your future is, but if you are willing to take the harder way, the more complicated one, the one with more failures at first than successes, the one that has ultimately proven to have more meaning, more victory, more glory, then you will not regret it. Now, this is your time.
We love you, Chadwick Boseman. Rest in peace, love, and power.